And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 7th of March, 2013. It's the birthday of the songwriter Townes Van Zandt, born 1944, into a wealthy oil family in Texas, died in 1997 at the age of 53. It's the birthday of the novelist Robert Harris, Nottingham, England, 1957, author of Fatherland, Archangel, and other novels, who said, "I think a novel is like a car, and if you buy a car and grow flowers in it, you're forgetting that the car is designed to take you somewhere else." 1994, on this day, the Supreme Court ruled that parody can be protected by the Fair Use Clause of the Copyright Act of 1976. 1857, on this day, the National Association of Baseball Players met in New York, and they decided that a baseball game should be made up of 9 innings instead of 21 runs. It's the anniversary of the Civil Rights March from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, 1965. 600 civil rights activists left Selma to march 54 miles to the state capitol. They only got 6 blocks before state and local lawmen attacked them with dogs and billy clubs and tear gas. They made it to Montgomery 2 weeks later, and by the time they got there, they were 25,000 strong. And it's the birthday of Bret Easton Ellis, born in Los Angeles, 1964, best known for his novel American Psycho, 1991, written from the perspective of a Wall Street yuppie serial killer, a novel that was condemned by the National Organization of Women and dropped by its first publisher, which guaranteed its commercial success. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, entitled Turtle in the Road. It was the spring before we moved again, a list of what we must do on the refrigerator when my daughter and I found a turtle in the road. He was not gentle or shy, not properly afraid of the cars that swerved around his mistake. I thought I might encourage him towards safety with a stick, but each time I touched his tail, he turned fiercely to show me what he thought of my prodding. He had a raisin head, the legs of a fat dwarf, the tail of a dinosaur. His shell was a deep green secret he had kept his whole life. I could not tell how old he was, but his claws suggested years of reaching. I was afraid to pick him up, afraid of the way he snapped his jaws, but I wanted to help him return to the woods, which watched him with an ancient detachment. I felt I understood him, because I didn't want to move either. I was tired of going from one place to another, the introductions, the goodbyes. I was sick of getting ready, of unpacking, of mail sent to places where I used to live. At last, I put my stick away and left him to decide which direction was best. If I forced him off the road, he might return later. My daughter and I stood a while, considering him. He was a traveler from the time of reptiles, a creature who wore his house like a jacket. I don't know if he survived his afternoon on the road. I'm still thinking of the way his eyes watched me go. I can't forget his terrible legs, so determined to take him somewhere, his tail, which pointed behind him at the dark spaces between the trees. Turtle in the Road, a poem by Faith Sheeran from Moving the Piano, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.